The howling pierces the night, a desperate cry for freedom. When Kala Tor awakens in unfamiliar surroundings, her world has been turned upside down. Once the proud alpha of the Nightshade Wolf Pack, she now finds herself in the custody of the Searchers, those she was raised to consider mortal enemies. The sterile white walls and unfamiliar scents assault her heightened wolf senses, as Monroe, a distinguished Searcher leader with battle-worn hands, makes a shocking proposal. Join forces against their common oppressors, the Keepers. Everything Kala believed about the world's power structure has been a carefully constructed lie. The Keepers, whom she served loyally as a guardian wolf, are actually manipulative tyrants who have enslaved her kind for centuries through blood magic. When reunited with Shay, the human boy she helped escape, Kala learns she's been unconscious for a week following their harrowing escape. Now she faces an impossible choice. Trust these former enemies who promise freedom, or attempt to return to her pack who remain under the Keeper's control. With Shay by her side but her pack members in danger, Kala must navigate a treacherous path between love and loyalty. The Searchers Academy surprises Kala with its enchanted, mobile fortress, currently disguised as an abandoned Iowa farm. It's organized into four wings: Haldus, Earth, Tortoise, Air, Pyralis, Fire, and Idis, Water, each focused on different magical practices. Kala is struck by the Searchers' democratic structure, so unlike the Guardians' hierarchy. She's stunned to discover that Professor Selby and Tom Shaw from Vale were actually Searcher spies. The most shocking revelation comes from Silas, their historian. Guardians are artificial beings created through dark magic to serve the Keepers. Female Guardians' reproduction is controlled by Keepers, who dictate when and with whom they breed, a violation that infuriates Kala. These truths transform her self-perception. Her entire existence, her alpha status, her arranged marriage, was engineered by the Keepers. If she truly is an abomination of dark magic, what does her freedom fight mean? Is she rebelling against her creators or reclaiming her rightful free will? The Primordial Cross stands at the conflict center, an ancient weapon of two legendary swords that must be wielded together. Shay's neck tattoo merely identifies him as the one person who can touch these wraith-destroying blades without suffering pain. This revelation shocks the Searchers, especially Monroe and Ethan, who lost many operatives trying to recover cross pieces. Kala and Shay admit they've already found one of the four pieces, a sword hilt only Shay could handle. Shay's parents were Tristan, a powerful keeper, and Sarah, a human woman. Their forbidden relationship violated the taboo against human unions. The Keepers tracked and killed them in the Aran Islands, after which Basque Mar became Shay's guardian. As the Scion, the prophesied descendant of both Keeper and human bloodlines, only Shay can wield the complete cross. This makes him both invaluable to Searchers and hunted by Keepers. For Kala, these revelations raise questions. Is their connection genuine or merely prophetic destiny? In quiet moments between battles, Kalala finds herself caught in an impossible emotional triangle. Her feelings for Shay represent freedom and a future she never imagined, while her connection to Ren runs deeper than duty, forged through years of shared responsibility. Conflict erupts when Shay discovers Ren's engagement ring that Kalala wears beneath her clothes. When asked if she would become Ren's mate to save her pack, her hesitation wounds them both. Each moment with Shay is haunted by Ren's question, "Do you love him?" The guilt of abandoning her pack overshadows her strongest desires. The situation complicates further when Kalala discovers Monroe is Ren's biological father, explaining his interest in rescuing the young wolf and adding another layer to her feelings. Through sleepless nights, Kalala realizes love isn't just desire or duty, but sacrifice and courage to make impossible choices. Whichever path she chooses, part of her heart will remain with the other, a bittersweet truth defining her journey to independence. Calla's defiance exacts a devastating toll when her brother Ansel arrives at the academy, his body ravaged by searcher arrows, ironically shot by Ethan, who sought vengeance for his brother without knowing Ansel's identity. As punishment for Calla's escape, the Keeper subjected Ansel to stripping, the forcible removal of his wolf nature. In a ceremony led by Lumen, he watched his wolf essence burn away before his eyes. When Calla attempts to restore him through the sacred transformation bite, it fails. His wolf nature is permanently destroyed. Ansel reveals the grim fate of those left behind, pack members imprisoned in iron cells, assaulted by life-draining race. Emile executed Calla's mother while forcing her father to watch. Ren, suspected of helping Calla escape, endures continuous torture. These horrors transform Calla's guilt into resolve. When Shay argues a rescue attempt would be suicide, she stands firm. The price of freedom has already been paid in blood. Her mother's life, Ansel's wolf nature, Ren's torture, and she refuses to let that sacrifice be in vain. The rescue mission to Eden, the Keeper's stronghold, reveals devastating betrayals. The team finds Mason, Nev, Bryn, and Sabine imprisoned and tortured, with Sabine suffering especially under Ephron Bane. Calla's reunion with Ren ends in heartbreak when he attacks her, manipulated by the Keepers. Emile LaRoche appears with three wolves who've betrayed Calla Dax, Faye, and Cosette, now allied with their enemies. When Monroe tries reasoning with Ren, Emile provokes him by mentioning Corinne's murder. Monroe sacrifices himself while Connor takes Calla to safety. Connor later reveals Monroe was Ren's biological father, explaining his dedication. The mission ends with partial success. Several pack members rescued, but Monroe lost and Ren still captive. Their suspiciously easy escape hints at darker plans. This proves true when Logan Bane reveals Ansel betrayed the group, hoping to become a wolf again. Each betrayal forces Calla to question whether freedom justifies such devastating costs. After the betrayal, Annika magically relocates the Academy to Italy's Cinque Terre, a Mediterranean paradise contrasting the darkness they fled. As they adjust, healing begins. Bryn cuts Calla's hair, symbolizing transformation. Sabine suggests Shay is a natural alpha destined to lead their pack. These moments forge community among the survivors. Grief persists. Adnae mourns her father, Monroe, while Ansel struggles with being Helen among wolves. During this calm, Adnae approaches Calla with a dangerous proposal, a secret mission to rescue Ren. Using Calla's engagement ring as a magical tracker, Adnae creates a thread revealing Ren's location near Vale. Despite the risk, Calla agrees, unable to abandon him again. Calla realizes her journey has evolved from escaping servitude to fighting for all Guardians' liberation. Standing at the ruins of what would have been her home with Ren, she understands this is about redemption. In Paradise, Calla chooses sacrifice over safety, stepping through Adnae's portal and embracing her role as a leader willing to risk everything for those she loves.